the snowflakes fall as winter comes, and time just seems to fly.
Friends, I've been shooting and hunting with CVA muzzleloaders a long time. They are, in my opinion, the best muzzleloaders on the market. But did you know CVA also makes a very fine line of centerfire rifles, built to last and super accurate? Been hunting with those for several years. Check them both out, the muzzleloaders and the centerfires, online at CVA.com. Folks, I want to introduce you to some good friends of mine at Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, located at 133 Hall Street. The phone number is 972-287-3121. Go by there and talk with Gary or Randy, the owner. They're great people. They've got some great prices. Again, that's the Dash for Cash Pawn Shop, Siegelville, Texas, 972-287-3121. Well, friends, we have talked a bunch of hunting, deer, and turkey management today. Let's talk fishing. It's time to talk fishing. Mr. Chris Webb guides down at Cedar Creek Lake. I know most of you listening on the radio knows exactly where Cedar Creek Lake is. It's southeast of Dallas, 40 minutes maybe. But if you're listening to a podcast somewhere, that's where Cedar Creek is. Now, Chris guides for just about everything there at Cedar Creek. But right now, what's going on is some red-hot crappie fishing in the creeks. Chris, I think that's exactly what we want to talk about, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You've been killing them, in you and your clients. I think it would be helpful to tell why the crappie are in the creeks in early, actually late winter, but the weather has been warm. So why do they get in there? That would be a good question, I think.
Absolutely. So we're basically targeting their spawning grounds. You know, this first wave of fish that we're catching in there is kind of from the January full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the fish we're cleaning are already 90% spawned out, or they're still leaking eggs in the process. So this wave that's up in there right now, they're in there to spawn.
That's it. So there, some of them as early as, well, this started in the first week of February, actually.
Yeah, we were catching them mid-January, just right before the freeze, and then the freeze, you know, it didn't hurt them as bad as you think it would in that shallow water. They were still in there determined to get it done.
Yeah, they had to get it done, didn't they?
Absolutely.
So this pattern, fishing the creeks, Cedar Creek Lake, of course, your home lake, it's working. But how about somebody listening on another lake? I mean, it's a pattern. I've known that it works wherever there are crappie, so...
Absolutely.
Yeah, people can take advantage.
What we're targeting is clean, sandy bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our creeks are so shallow right now, so Cedar Creek's right at 4 foot low.
Yeah.
It's kind of tough to find the right setup that the fish are looking for, but where we're finding them is going to be in the big bends, the big S-turns, where the bank's kind of washed out and you're finding a little bit deeper water. And then finding some clean bottom. You'll notice as you walk that creek bank, a lot of those areas will have where the leaves have fallen into the sand and they'll get stuck in the bottom.
Yeah.
And they start to decompose and they really don't like those areas. It needs to be a nice little clean area is where you'll find them.
Very good. So you're not really necessarily targeting structure like a blowdown treetop or something like that.
You know, obviously you're going to catch your fish on the structure. But most, I'd say 90% of the fish we're catching are relating to that ditch. They're relating to that little bit of deeper water out there in the middle of the channel.
Okay. So don't be afraid. Don't think you have to be fishing right up against the bank where you may see a little brush or cover. Go ahead and throw on out in the channel, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You'd think we were out there in no man's land.
Yeah, and that's where they are. For instance, the water, I'm going to guess, would the water be... You know, I don't know, 5 to 8 foot deep in the middle of most of these
creeks? You know, the holes we're catching them in is probably more like 3 to 4 foot.
Okay, yeah.
And that's probably some of the deepest little areas of the creek. Everything else is just kind of 10, 14 inches.
Yep.
And we're finding them in the pockets.
In the pockets, right.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So let's talk about, I know for a fact that if you had a minnow under a cork, you'd catch them. Now, they would hit that, but... I have also had good luck, not in that exact scenario, but put a jig under a floater and throw it out and roll it and stop it. And I've caught crappie like that. So how are you doing it, Chris?
the jig, roll it and stop it. That's it. Just letting it dead still, and that jig is killing them. Well, you know, we always try the minnow to make sure it's not better than the jig bite.
Yep.
And look, I guarantee it's 7-1 on the jig.
Good.
It's almost like not having that movement right now is key.
Okay. Tell us how you would say you found the good clean bottom and you got your deep water and you're going to cast it out. Are you going to have how deep would you have the
so
jig?
So normally early in the morning, if the sunlight's still kind of low penetration, we're probably fishing at 12 to 14 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we have a day with no clouds and that sun kind of gets up, we'll move it down to about 18 to 20.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, all I'll do is walk up on that bank. And obviously, if you see the structure, you're going to want to start over there by the stump or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just kind of, I'll throw it out there 10 to 20 seconds without moving it, kind of bump it a time or two, move it 2 or 3 inches, let it settle back down, and then just kind of fan cast that little area of the creek.
That's something I've done a bunch of for crappie, fishing off a little. If you can find a little area where you can jut out a little bit, you know, to get you a good casting position, I've done that a lot. Now, as far as the jig, the color and the size, Chris?
Yeah, we've actually upsized this time of year to a 3-inch, and we're using a redneck rubber. Uh-huh. And it's going to be bone meal, I believe is what they call it. It's a white and chartreuse, and it's basically just a shad.
Yeah.
Looks like shad.
Just like a soft plastic.
Yes, sir. Sure. Absolutely. Yes,
now,
sir.
Do you just buy some jig heads and rig those on the jig head, or do they come that way? You know.
I tell you what, they sell them separate, but Redneck does have their own jig heads that are awesome.
Uh-huh.
But you can rig them on any jig head you got.
I got you, and so about say if a guy had an inch and a half to 2 inch. That's a bigger one. You know, that's pretty good size bait for a crappie.
Yeah,
isn't
absolutely.
It? Yeah, you want them to be.
You would be amazed. Those crappie that are in there, even the 10, 11 inches, they're full of 4 or 5 inch shad. So they're eating some big baits right now.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yes,
so
sir.
This is not the time to be thinking 1/30
second. You don't have to hair jig finesse them, no.
This is a type when I can catch fish, Chris. I'm looking forward to getting with you down there. And I've talked to Jeff Rice, who's our videographer for the show that's on Carbon TV. It's called A Sportsman's Life. I think you might have watched it a time or two, but that would be some great information that we can go in depth on my newspaper column. You know, give folks some real tips. This would work. There's a, you know, how far up from the mouth of say the creek where the creek hits the lake? About how far up?
So normally on a full pool year, this creek we're fishing would probably run back a couple miles, but right now, with it being 4 foot low, the creek only goes probably half to three quarters of a mile, and we're finding these fish probably a quarter mile off the main lake.
Okay. The reason I ask, I've got a good friend that I don't know if on your particular lake, Becker Bottoms, that's Cedar Creek Creek, runs right beside his land. He's got about 1,200 acres, a good friend of mine there. And I'm just wondering if we might try, but that's a pretty good Becker there in Kaufman County, pretty good ways from the main lake. That probably would be too far, I bet.
No, I tell you, just depending on if he has water.
Yeah.
I have seen years where people are catching those fish 19 or 20 miles north of the lake up the creeks. It's amazing.
Well, Cedar Creek, you know, it's a pretty good pretty good. I'm quite sure there's a lot of water in that up in that area. Might be worth a try, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If he needs me to go check it out for him, I'll help you.
Well, you know what? We might want to do that and just get back on he's got a couple of big side-by-sides, and I don't know that the crappie would be there, but it sounds like it's a very likely possibility, right?
That's it. You never know till you go try.
Yeah, you bet. Well, Chris, I appreciate you taking the time to give us this. This is an event, and then before the white bass get up in there, we're probably going to need some rainfall, don't you think, to
yes,
trigger
sir.
That?
Yes, sir, very quickly. Yes,
yeah.
sir.
Because they're loaded up with eggs, too, the white bass or sand bass are, you know?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, how do someone that wanted to come and catch you know, some crappie with you. What's a good number or something, a way they could find more about what you're doing, Chris?
Yeah, you can call or text me, 903-275-3253.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can find me on Facebook, Chris Webb's Guide Service, or just Chris Webb.
Chris Webb, yeah, just Google Chris Webb Guide Service or on Facebook. Well, Chris, thank you, buddy. I know you've been real busy putting people on these limits of these fish the last week, and I'm sure this coming week you're going to be busy, but maybe we can get slowed down in a week or two, and I'll get down there with you and get in on some of this fun action. How about that?
Look forward to it, buddy. Let's make it happen.
Folks, that about wraps our show up for this week. I've enjoyed being with you, and I hope you had a good time, too. And, folks, we're also brought to you by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma, located about, 45 minutes west of Hugo, Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation. It's about 45,000 acres of awesome mountain, country, hills, valleys, loaded with game, lots of eastern turkey, and they do eastern turkey hunts if you're looking for a spot to hunt turkey in the spring.